Well, Alex, congratulations. A great way to finish off the calendar year. A clean sheet and a late winner.
It wasn't a game for the football purist at times. You know, it was going to be a rough, scrappy match. The pitch isn't great. You know, there's very little grass on the areas of it. The ball got turned back to front quite a lot. But I felt within the game itself, certainly first half, I thought if there was any football getting played that came from us, I thought we looked the more threatening. However, our final ball was letting us down in that first half. I thought we were getting good areas, didn't really sort of test them as much as we should have. Second half sort of continued in the same vein, and then obviously they made the subs to try and sort of burst the game open. They brought Hoylett on, so we responded likewise, and I thought our two substitutions had a real impact in the match. You know, they added that little bit of cutting edge at the top end, and I thought that on the game itself, I thought if anybody was going to win it, I thought we deserved to win it.
Not for the first time recently, the subs have made an impact, haven't they? I mean, that's exactly what you want. It happened at Burton, maybe it didn't happen at Barnsley, but it happened tonight and it's paid dividends.
Yeah, it has. And listen, football's a squad game now. You know what I mean? It's not about 11 players anymore. Tonight we brought Alan Brown back in, who I thought was excellent. We had Greg Cunningham back in, who was great. So we made quite a few changes. Tom Clark comes back in, gets his goal. So, yeah, listen, it was excellent for the players. You know, it was a tough-fought match. We've shown this year that we can beat good footballing teams, and we've also shown that we can mix it with the big physical teams as well as we've done today, and that's twice we'll beat Cardiff, you know, and I'm not sure too many teams will do that.
Yeah, just how hard did you have to work today? Because, as you say, it was physical. There's a lot of kind of athleticism about Cardiff City's approach, isn't there? And yet you matched them.
Yeah, and that's what you've got to do, you know. So every time we go into a game, we look at the opposition and what we're going to have to counteract, and we knew it was coming. It's just the question is, can your players stand up to that and do what's required to sort of go and deal with it? And I had no doubts that my players could, and they did.
And sharpness in the box, right at the death there, you know, after a hard, gritty 92 minutes, Tom Clark, quick reactions to nod it in.
Yeah, obviously he gets that opportunity, Tom. He sticks it in, he's brave, he flings his head in where other people maybe wouldn't put their feet. We had a good chance before that with Jordan. I think the boy Manga maybe made a fantastic tackle just to sort of deny us the goal, and I was worried it wasn't going to come, but thankfully for us it did.
Yeah. So it's on to Middlesbrough now, and a chance to, you know, go back home and add to what you've got and start the new year with another victory, hopefully.
Yeah, listen, we've done great. You know, we're 9 games unbeaten, 5 wins, 4 draws, and in this division that's extremely difficult to do. We've got 11 clean sheets, which I think equals what we did last year, if that memory serves me right. So in terms of our season so far, we've done fantastically well. You know, we've had to contend with a lot of injuries, but we've got a lot of hungry sort of young players that want to find their way in the game. So Middlesbrough are going to be our tough test, but we'll be ready.
And a word on Greg Cunningham, first start since August. How well did he do?
Yeah, first class. You know, Greg, on the pitch, you see him, he's really tenacious and gets stuck in. He's a real quiet lad off the pitch. And then when I took him off, I says, how are you feeling? And his response was, yeah, I'll be fresh for Monday. So that just sort of sums him up.
Can I ask you about Josh Windass? Suggestions north of the border that you've had a bid rejected for him. Is that right?
Well, I don't know. Who's told you that?
It's widely reported that Rangers have turned down a bid.
It's not came for me.
Okay, so, I mean, is there a link? Is there any interest in Josh Windass?
Well, there's interest in quite a few players. You know, we've spoke about wanting to add firepower to our team. I'm not going to sort of talk about any player that's not currently ours. So, it's one of them. I mean, there's going to be speculation between now and the end of the window with a whole variety of players, some I've probably never even heard of.
And Lewis Malt's coming in, but is there anybody else lined up at this stage?
Alex? We're trying our best to add to the squad. You know, the one thing we want to try and do is get our business done early. Lewis was a great one for us because he was obviously his contract was running out, so we could get that done quick. Some other ones are obviously going to be a bit more testing and a bit more difficult, but the one thing guaranteed with us is we'll be trying our best to make it happen as soon as possible.